You're what's happening, everybody. Hey, look, it is your guy, Taz the Angel, with another episode of Taz Be Thinking. And man, Taz Be Thinking, y'all. So what I'm thinking about today, where does your power come from? Or what's your source? And what I mean by that is this. In everything we do, literally everything, there's an amount of effort. There's an amount of energy expenditure, right? Which means we use energy for everything we do. Just to stand up requires energy, right? So everything that we do takes energy from us until we go to sleep. And when we, get rest, we wake up recharged, right? Now, the thing about that is there are two sources of energy. And, people will say whatever they want to say, but I am unwavering in my words because I'm an intentional speaker. So there are two sources of power. There is light and there is darkness. Those are the two power sources, right? Because they're both light. They're just of different natures. Because the Bible even says, if the light in your heart be darkness, how terrible the light must be. Which is why in the first Avengers, when Loki first stole the Tesseract from S.H.I.E.L.D., he placed the staff to people's heart. Their eyes turned black, and then they followed his will. He put darkness in their heart. If you don't believe me, we can go to Shazam Part 2. The woman, Lucy Liu, her character, she was the whisperer. She whispered for someone to do something in their ear. Like, tell me what his name is. And once she whispered it one time, it echoed in their minds relentlessly and took over their minds. So all they could think about, and they fell down to the ground fighting against her will. And again, their eyes turned black. And then they gave her whatever information she needed. So that means darkness and make us do things, which means it gives us energy. Because if it gives us the ability to carry out actions, and actions require energy, then that means that darkness can give us energy. You understand? And it does. Every time a person is sad, say, women, y'all know this, especially my black women, I love y'all. But when y'all get sad over some kind of relationship problem, y'all go hop in that Mary J. Blige, and for the new girls, the younger, they put in SZA. SZA is their new Mary J. I don't know if y'all know that. But SZA is the one that the young folks go to listen to some heartache, to listen to some toxicity. He did this to me, so I'm gonna do this to him. This is where they go. That's the new Mary J. But when y'all go, you're already in a mood and you listen to music to feed that mood. What do you think it's doing? It's charging it. It's charging it, okay? Then when you watch that TV show filled with drama, filled with relationship problems, dudes cheating and beating on females, they throwing drinks at each other's face and fighting all the time. When we're consuming those things, man, what else can we release? I said this in my, this is going to be a continuous thing, man. What we consume and release. This is how it goes, man. When you go to the restaurant and get some fish, do you expect to use the bathroom and release a burger? No, you do not. You expect to release what you consume, because that's what rationale tells us, right? So darkness is anything that is not of God. And I know, look, you got your own thing that you've heard before. You got your own thing that you think. That's fine. And if you don't agree with this, that's fine. ask God to give you the understanding that he needs to give you. But I'm going to tell you, if it's not of God, then it's dark. And I'm going to tell you easily how I can explain that. The Bible says the way of righteousness is a straight and narrow path. Not a whole lot of opportunities. Straight and narrow. But the ways of darkness and the road to hell is broad, wide and broad, or broad and wide, whichever. Which means it's a whole lot of ways to get there. It's a big old wide path. You can take 3-4 lefts and still get there. But in that straight and narrow, you don't have a whole lot of wiggle room. The reason why is because to go down that path, it requires discipline. That's what takes away the wiggle room. Which is why I've been saying we have to become disciples again, students and people of discipline. Because discipline is the only way to go down a straight and narrow path. Right? So, I put it to you like this. A lot of times, people, especially nowadays, this new age stuff. First of all, I don't like anything that says it's new age, especially pastors. Because if the Bible tells us that there's nothing new under the sun, what are you supposed to be preaching me that's so new? I don't like that. That's just a personal thing. But the thing that comes along with a lot of this new age stuff is a lot of selfishness. And what that ends up doing is making people their own God. If you want me to prove it, it's simple. If your efforts, I'll change it this way. Because I want to say it in a way that's not a fit. Because I'm trying to guide. I'm not trying to convince. Let's see how. Give me a second. Give me some grace here. The way we know that it's not of God is if the power that we're trying to build is within. If I'm only trying to build my ability, build my powers and strengths. Perfect example. I'm going to ask you guys a question. What do you think the difference between a psychic and a prophet are? Think about that for a second, and I'll tell you what I think. But what is the difference between a psychic and a prophet? Now I'll say what I think. I believe the difference is the fact that the person with the ability, the prophet, gave the gift back to God. The psychic said, look what I can do, in hopes of monetizing. See, that's what I see the difference as. Now, you don't have to agree, which is why I asked you, what do you think? I don't want to just, what I say isn't law. I'm not just saying this. It's my thought. This is what I believe, you know? Because it's the same ability. The ability or the gift is to see beyond the moment, whether it manifests in different ways depending on the person. You know, some people might see it as vision, some people might see it as dreams, some people may see signs in on TV or like in media. They may see like words that are coupled together in a certain way that spark a certain thought. You know, it manifests differently, but the gift itself, the gift is to see ahead of the moment. Or to receive information about a moment that has yet to happen. I think that may be more accurate. Right? So, when they give that gift, when they centralize a gift and they try to monetize it, they then are pulling from a source of darkness. Now, it may not be intentional, but the reason why is simple. It wasn't rooted in God. Simple. If it's not rooted in God, it is not of his light. And if it is not of his light, being that there are only two power sources, then it has to be of dark. these simple things that we know to be true, that we have, and that, but we just try to do it differently. We just try to make it happen on our own or in our own way. That's just not what we should do. I'll give you this analogy. When we're not plugged up to the unending source of light, we're not plugged into light. It's just like our phones. Whenever we use our phones, while we're using it, the percentage is going down. We can see it. We will be scrolling on social media. You'll see it go down 20, give you that little pop up. Oh, I'm about to get low. You just say forget it and keep going. We see that the fact that we're using the battery, or that we're using it, just like the gift, we see that when we use it, it drains. But when we use that same phone or that same gift, I'll say it this way first. When we plug that phone up to its charger and we use it and we get to see the percentage continue to rise while being used. That's what it is to plug up into God's light, to be able to use His gift and not be drained from it, not be dragged down by it. But we'll be able to use His gifts, the gifts that He's given us. If we invest them back to Him, give them back to Him, we root them back in Him, then we can use the gift and continue to be recharged simultaneously at the same exact time. That is that is beautiful. That instead of being drained by my gift, I can be recharged through simply by rooting it in God. And I'll say to you one more time, because this is a very common thing now. If the desire is to grow one's own abilities for the sake of growing one's own abilities and not rooting them in God, that is a dangerous path, okay? That has led many people down the road to witchcraft, down the road to worshiping deities, different spirits, different charms, buying things that have spirits enchant, like infused in them. It can go down a very, very dangerous path. And the Bible says this: suffer not that a witch would live. Okay, it's not a lot of fluff around that. Okay, suffer not that a witch would live. Don't even let them breathe. That is the word. Okay, so do not need to dabble in witchcraft. Witchcraft is not only the physical. There is emotional witchcraft, which is manipulation. I'll give you a very small one that a lot of people do and don't think anything of it. When you say something to make someone ask you a question for you to elaborate, that's manipulation. And I'm not saying that that's instantly witchcraft, but I'm saying things like that will build. I'll explain it like this. You walk in the room with somebody, oh man, and you don't say nothing else. Or you look at your phone, man, I can't believe this, bro. This is crazy. And you don't say nothing else. It's because you're waiting on them to say, oh man, what happened? You're trying to reel them in. Why are you doing that? Why not just say, oh, bro, this is crazy. Come look at this. Oh man, have you seen this? Why not instantly go right into it? Why are you trying to reel them in? Check that. Pay attention to it. And I'm not saying check it like I'm superior. I'm saying check it because I have to check it in me. I'm saying check it because I've already checked it. Understand? Whatever I talk about, guys, I need you to know it's never from a place of I made it come catch up with me. I talk about most of the things that I've had to either experience or are sometimes currently experiencing. Usually, I try to get through the experience before I talk about it, right? But I need y'all to really, man, because we know people who are getting misguided, who are so focused in growing their own abilities or trying to unlock these new things in themselves, and they don't root those things in God. They're not trying to do those things to give God the glory. They're not trying to do things to win souls. They're doing things to just make themselves stronger. And I'm going to tell you the biggest flaw with that. Having these abilities in this body will only last for as long as we're alive in this body. So again, we should not continue to invest in the things that can and will die. We must invest in the things of longevity, of eternity, because our souls are what's eternal, right? So unlocking the keys and the different things in these bodies, I mean, that's cool and dandy, but we need to root them in God, first of all, but more so pay attention to what's growing this soul and rooting this soul in God. So when it leaves, when this body stops working, it goes where we want it to go, which is heaven. Okay? We have to pay attention to where is our power coming from. What source are we plugged into? Because again, light and darkness, both power sources. Both power sources. And if it is not rooted in God, it can only come from the other source, which is darkness. We don't rock with that. Right? You ain't gotta tell me, I already know. This has been another episode of Taz Be Thinking, because Taz Be Thinking. I appreciate you. I love you. Now I'm gonna holler at you.